today on the BBC World Service.
And this is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Monday, the 17th of June. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, James Piper, and Simon King at the Weather Centre. Simon's going to bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute, and that's followed by a news briefing at 5:30. After prayer for the day, we'll hear about a conference that's devoted to, of all things, dung beetles. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first,
the UK general election on BBC Radio 4. News, interviews and analysis in the lead-up to polling day.
You're listening to Today on BBC Radio 4.
This is Broadcasting House. I'm Paddy O'Connell. Hello.
Welcome to the World at One,
with added insight and expertise from newscast and when it hits the fan.
I see some core messages and I see them being used again and again and again and again.
And join me, Andy Zaltzman, and my guests as we canvass for laughs from this week's events in the news quiz.
The 2024 general election. Complete coverage on BBC Radio 4.
And when it hits the fan, we'll be looking at how those who want your votes are choosing to present themselves. That's tomorrow at 4:30. Now we head to the BBC Weather Centre and Simon.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 17th of June. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 40s, 999, expected Viking, 1005 by midnight tonight. Low just west of Fitzroy, 1005, expected South Fitzroy, 1007 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good occasionally poor. 40s, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Cromartie, northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, good occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good occasionally moderate. Dogger, west or southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Fisher, south, veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, good occasionally moderate. German Bite, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, showers, good. Humber, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Thames, Dover, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 3 later, fair, good. White, Portland, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, rain later, good occasionally poor later. Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later, showers, rain later in south, good occasionally poor later in south. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far west, rain or thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Sol, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malham, north 4 to 6, showers, good. Hebrides, north 4 to 6, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Bailey, north 4 to 6, fair, good. Fair Isle, northeast backing northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Faroes, north 5 or 6, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain later in Iceland, good occasionally moderate. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, North 4, 9 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Stornoway, North by West 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, Northeast 2, mist 2 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Lucas, west by north 3, 27 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Bridlington, west southwest 3, 1002, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1008. Jersey, southwest 2, 13 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 1, 8 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Valentia, east northeast 1, 27 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Ronalds Way, west by north 3, 1004, rising slowly. Malin Head, northwest by north 5, mist 4 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A slackening flow will affect the British Isles today as a filling low centred just east of Scotland continues to move away eastwards. A northerly flow will become more dominant on Tuesday as high pressure builds from the west. Cape Wrath 2 Ratchet ahead, including Orkney. North 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, becoming variable 1 to 3 in south. Showers perhaps thundery for a time near shore, good occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, showers perhaps thundery for a time near shore, good occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, showers fair later, good occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 1 to 3 later, showers at first in north, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 3 or 4, then becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 1 to 3, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, then veering northeasterly 4 or 5 later in west. Fair, good. St David's Head to Greater Ormehead, including St George's Channel. West or northwest 2 to 4, veering north 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Greater Ormehead to the Madagallow Way. West or northwest 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in far southeast, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Firth of Clyde, showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Arna Merchant Point, northwest 4 or 5, showers, good. Arna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Shetland Isles, northeast backing north 3 or 4, then backing northwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 17th of June. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. England fans are celebrating a winning start to their team's Euro 2024 campaign. Reform UK is expected to set out its election policies. In business, new figures suggest average house prices remain close to their record high. And in sport, Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has lost out at the US Open. England fans have been celebrating after their team's Euro 2024 campaign got off to a winning start. An early goal from Jude Bellingham secured the Three Lions a 1-0 victory over Serbia. The match in Germany was watched by millions of people across England. These members of the West Yorkshire Whippets women's football were among them.
After the loss to Iceland on Friday, I think we needed a big result, and I don't think that was really what we wanted.
Gareth's going to be a little bit disappointed with that, but I think we've got some great players we didn't see tonight. We've got potential.
Reform UK is set to outline its election policies today, including pledges to freeze non-essential immigration and cut taxes. The party says its promises would be funded by scrapping net zero targets, reducing government waste and cutting the welfare bill. Its co-deputy leader Ben Habib says slashing taxes would generate growth.
When you cut taxes on the working middle class, when you cut taxes on business, actually what you get is a boost in taxes. And because of the massive tax burden we've got at the moment, Britain isn't working. And we've got to get Britain back on its front foot.
A Reform candidate, Grant Sinclair Armstrong, has resigned from the party after it emerged he'd previously urged people to vote for the British National Party. He said he regretted the comments, which he said he made online between 2004 and 2007. He'll still appear on the ballot paper as the Reform UK candidate because the deadline for nominations has passed. A list of all the candidates standing in the North West Essex constituency can be found on the BBC website. Labour is focusing its campaign on a promise to set up a national wealth fund to create 650,000 jobs over the next 5 years. The scheme would invest more than £7 billion to support the steel industry, manufacture electric vehicle batteries, and build supply chains. Our political correspondent Harry Farley says the party hopes the fund would act as a magnet for private investment.
Particularly what we'll hear from Rachel Reeves, the Shadow Chancellor today, is a target for the amount of business investment she hopes that will create. She'll say that she wants to see for every pound she invests, she wants to see £3 invested from the private sector. The Conservatives, for their part, say that Labour would destroy jobs and wealth by putting up taxes. And more